Hello and welcome back to the Creative Code Podcast. Today we are chatting all about limiting beliefs and personal breakthroughs with Grace Cater. So excited to be sharing this episode with you today, all about limiting beliefs, mindset, and NLP. Grace Cater is a transformation and life coach and a certified practitioner of NLP and timeline therapy. Grace helps women regain clarity, step into the driver's seat, and create a life of their own design. And in this episode, I chat with her about all of this, her journey, her thoughts on hard work, personal breakthroughs and transformation, and so much more. So without further ado, we're going to dive right in. Grace, I'm so glad to have you on the podcast.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. Long time coming.
I know, such a long time coming. So you're a coach, and I would love to start off with you telling us a little bit about your journey. When we first met, you were helping women through their breakups, but since then, things have expanded, things have grown, and what can you tell us about all of that?
Yeah, oh, definitely. I love to think of it as like a really sort of just fumbling stage. Like, I knew that I didn't want a typical 9-to-5 sort of mundane life. Like, I knew I didn't want that. I was always like, I think in my early 20s when I was in Sydney and I was heading into the corporate world, and I originally studied human resource management, and I was like, is this seriously it? Like, this cannot be it, that I just come to this office that is so toxic and draining for the rest of my life, like rushing through the crazy Sydney traffic, like getting to work, just living on coffee and then partying in the weekends, living on alcohol and party drugs, you know. And I was like, this can't be life. Like, is this it? So I sort of just hit this stage where everything just came crashing down. Like, thank you, universe. It was wanted me to get on the path that I'm on now. And like, I went through a breakup, moved 5 years worth of like my life in Sydney, packed it into 2 suitcases, came home to stay with my sister. I was so burnt out from the lifestyle that I was living that I didn't work for 6 months. I just hung around at the beach, chilled out, did a wee bit of travel, and then I'm still living in the town that I came home to. I got an office job a few days a week, which really worked out for me. And then a friend reached out to me and she was like, hey, you should do my coaching program. And I was like, sure, you know, I want to support you. I didn't even know what it was really. I was like, okay, sweet. And then I was going through the process and I was like, holy shit, like, we have limiting beliefs. Like, it just, this like light just switched. And I was like, okay, like, this is where I've been going wrong. It's been me all along. And then I thought, okay, I've just been through this breakup, and I was like, I really want to help people go through breakups. But through going through that, I'd realized that I still had a lot of healing to do myself. So then that sent me on the road to learning about the subconscious mind, which is why I then went and trained in NLP, because I was like, I know that there's more. I know that there's like another step, and it was, for me personally, the subconscious mind. And that's where the healing really, really started and shifted and changed, rather than some more sort of basic mindset work, I want to say. And yeah, that's kind of how it all began, really, was like a rock bottom, a breakup, a move, like literally having zero, like nothing. And I was like, okay, well, I've got nothing, so I can build, I can create from here.
And so you've already mentioned NLP. It's so incredibly powerful. I've had a few experiences with it now, but for those who aren't familiar, could you please explain what NLP is?
Yeah. So the best way to explain it is NLP is short for neuro-linguistic programming. So neuro is your mind, and then linguistic is the language. So your internal dialogue, the language that you use when you speak, and then how you are spoken to as well. And then programming. So programming is the programs that we picked up from 0 to 7. So in that age, we are just a giant sponge and we're just downloading everything around us, and our mind and our thoughts and our beliefs that are quite conditioned to that environment.
And so what do you think it is that makes it such a powerful tool, especially in the coaching space and personal breakthroughs and all that kind of stuff?
I believe because our subconscious mind, the best way to explain it is like an operating system. And what NLP does is it brings all of those programs and beliefs from your operating system into your conscious mind, which we can call our conscious mind, our awareness. So it's like bringing NLP brings forth the beliefs and the programs from the operating system into our awareness. And then we're able to make a decision and make a positive change from there.
And so I'm curious, what kind of personal experiences have you had with NLP? Going through training, I'm sure you probably had a fair bit of experience with other people that you were going through all that with. Have you had some crazy powerful experiences yourself with it?
Yeah, absolutely. So I had a very huge shift with when we were doing timeline therapy within our training, which comes under the NLP umbrella. So through that, we release the 5 major negative emotions. Like, we go into the subconscious mind. As you know, you've experienced timeline therapy, yes?
Yes, yeah. I had some wild experiences. It was insane.
Yeah. So I had been doing a lot of breath work. I'd been seeing a psychologist. Like I said, with wanting to go and help people through this, I was like, I need to heal so much of myself. Anyway, there was things that were coming up in my breath work, but we couldn't quite figure out what it was. And then I went into timeline therapy. And as you know, it's the 5 major negative emotions: anger, sadness, fear, hurt, guilt. Well, what I was like an exception to the rule, and we couldn't do anger first. So I was really anchored in fear. And what had happened was my subconscious mind was ready for me to see and like bring into my awareness that I had a massive fear of death. Like, I didn't know, but I thought that if I ever did something, like, I was going to die, because what had happened, like, just through this act of imagination exercise, I had seen my father choke my mother when I was 8 months in the womb. We don't know if this is truth, 100% universal truth, but through that, I had picked up a lot of fear around my neck and, like, speaking my truth and really using my voice. And through that, I was able to let it go within a process that takes 5 to 10 minutes, and it could have been, if I didn't do that, I would have never known that fear was like anchoring me down into not using my voice.
I can't imagine going through timeline therapy and having that kind of experience show up, because It can be quite intense, some of the stuff that you see when you're diving into your subconscious and getting through all these layers. How has that changed things for you, having all these knowings now from your own experiences with the NLP? Mm. How have you kind of brought those and changed things to now?
Okay. So first of all, just knowing that I'm not going to die like all the time, you know, there's like a fear of not actually dying. It wasn't death. It was more a fear of speaking around what was true to me and what I actually wanted to say. And if you're running a business, you need to be able to use your voice. You need to be able to speak, like no matter what business, you know, people are buying from you. Although they're buying an item, they're still buying from you personally as well. So just being able to remove that story out of my life and remove the fear of speaking and using my voice. So it's honestly, after 10 minutes. And what had happened originally was I was having all this breath work and I kept saying, like, there's something around my neck. And the breath work practitioner was like, oh, maybe you need to look into your birth more. Like, you must have had the umbilical cord wrapped around your neck. And I was like, I know that didn't happen because I know about my birth. And it wasn't, you know, a traumatic birth at all. It was quite fine. And I was like, and then to be able to actually see through timeline therapy what may or may have not happened, but just to release it around my neck, just to get the emotion and the story to separate and not be one and really hold me back.
That's amazing. And I feel like this is a great segue into talking about limiting beliefs. This is very much something that you love to jam on. And it's a big one for a lot of people, mindset, all of that. What do you think is the number one limiting belief that you come across through your coaching that people have?
The number one, I would have to say at the moment, it changes quite a lot, but the number one I'm seeing at the moment is I'm not deserving. Like people really believing that they don't deserve what they are capable of achieving and being like, no, that's for someone else. And I also believe that that has a lot to do with our culture as well, especially in Australia and New Zealand. We have tall poppy syndrome, where we want to cut each other off from all our successes. So it has created a massive limiting belief of like a cultural one of being not deserving.
And so what do you think is a great way to start shifting these beliefs outside of utilizing NLP and things like that? Are there other techniques and tools and that you've been using that you think are amazing that people could even start using at home without a coach?
Yeah. So it's one thing that I always have with me and something I have stuck with over the years. It was one of the first tools that I also learned during my healing journey, and that is journaling. It's something that I, without a doubt, do not miss. Something I ask, like, hound all my clients to do, because it's personal to you. And that's what I also love about implementing into like my coaching and in relationships with people, is like making it more personal. Like even just this podcast interview, like we connect so much through story and our personal feelings, and what has worked for me is not going to work for everybody else. And I'm totally clear on that and 100% okay with that. But I do believe that journaling is one of the best tools.
Something else that's kind of popped up in our conversations recently, alongside people not feeling deserving, something else that I'm coming across, and I'm not sure if it's the same with you, that people have some very strange beliefs around hard work and persistence. They're two things that are very strongly associated with running a small business or running any business. The hustle, the daily grind, all that stuff. What are your thoughts around hard work?
Yeah, absolutely. I love that you brought this up. So I believe that if you really want to create like a life on your terms, like a life, the life of your dreams, and all of those changes and beliefs and habits that really, really serve you in creating a business and just your life, like it takes work. And sometimes that work's going to be really hard. And you have to show up every single day, and you have to fumble and keep pushing. Like you said at the start, like I was like, yeah, I'm going to help women through breakups. And sometimes you don't get to decide where your journey takes you. It's just going to take you. You kind of just need to do the work, and things will start to shift and change and come to you, but you need to show up first. Like, you need to take the first step. You need to start the process, and then it'll start to come together. And then it's probably going to change again. But if you can do the work along the way, then you're going to get what you want eventually.
For sure. And I'm curious, what would you say to somebody who wants to start with this stuff, who wants to start having those breakthroughs to get very clear on their journey and their path, but they are absolutely flailing? They've got no idea where to even begin with this stuff. What would be your recommendation?
So what I also noticed as well, and personally within myself, was like I waited until my life was so painful that I literally had no other choice. Like it was just pain, and I was like blaming everything around me. Like, oh, it was everybody else's fault as to why my life was the way it was. And if it wasn't for my friend reaching out, like I really don't know where I would be today. Like, the universe would have put me back on the path, but I probably would have kept residing in Struggle Street a little bit longer. Whereas I think, like, don't wait until your life is so, so, so painful to make a change. Like, you're allowed to make the change just because you want to. It doesn't even have to be anything quote unquote wrong to start on a journey of personal growth and personal development, or going and starting that business idea. Like, you can just decide just to be like, okay, I'm gonna do it just because I'm gonna do it for myself.
I love that. I think doing things for yourself is so crucial. I think that sometimes we're so focused on making sure that those around us are happy, or that those around us see us as successful or happy or whatever else. But when it comes down to it, you want to feel those things for yourself, within yourself, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. And it's also like just really getting to know yourself. It's not like you have to go and do this big mission and make all this huge impact and like help all these people. You can just get to know yourself so that even just making a tiny decision seems a bit easier. Because what happens is when you're in so much pain, like even deciding like just where you want to live can just feel like so much, and you're just so up in your head, and you're like, what if I make the wrong decision? And it's like just connecting back into your own inner guidance and your own intuition. And that just makes even just doing slightly little tasks way easier.
Absolutely. And so your signature program is Personal Breakthrough. What is this program, and who would you say that this is for?
Yeah, so this program is, it's like my life's work up until this day all rolled into 8 weeks. So I have done like every course, like you name it. I've done leadership programs, this course, that course, the NLP training. So I kind of rolled it all into 8 weeks, and it is for high achieving women that really just want to remove the limiting beliefs and get really clear on their purpose and incorporate like real self-love, like at its core. And then from there, be able to just, you know, really be okay with who they are and what they're doing.
I love that so much. And that kind of stuff is so powerful. And so what do you think is so powerful about having a coach like yourself support you through these kinds of personal breakthroughs and periods of transformation? What makes having a coach there so powerful?
Yeah, so I believe what makes it so powerful is in NLP, we get trained to ask questions to the subconscious mind. So it really always brings up that root cause, like that root problem, and then we're able to move through it. And then I just believe, like, I know, like, there's, you want to do something. Like, if you say you don't have a goal or you don't want to do something, like, that's bullshit. I'm sorry, but it is fucking bullshit. Everybody wants to be somewhat successful, you know, and have more wealth and better health and deeper connections in their relationships. Like, everybody does. And if you say you don't, bullshit. I'm calling bullshit. So I think what it does is it asks all the questions, like ask better questions, get better answers, and it really brings up all of those old habits and old thought patterns and old beliefs that aren't serving you, so you can just let them go easily and effortlessly because you're the one that's holding on to them. And then you can just move through your life with a bit more ease and grace and really just think, okay, this is what I want, and really having someone hold you accountable to who you are and what you say you want and your word. What I think as well is with having a personal coach, like a one-on-one coach, you have like deadlines to work to. Like, they're like, okay, when are you going to do this? And you don't usually get asked that in your everyday life. Like, if you're having a conversation with a friend, you're like, oh yeah, I'm going to start this business, or I'm going to in my relationship, like, the friend will just be like, yeah, go along with it. But a coach is like, okay, well, when are you doing it, and why, and how, and, you know, all the questions. And then they're like, oh, and as high achieving women, we're like, oh yeah, okay, well, I gotta do it, I better do it, you know.
Absolutely. And I know that even back when I was going through coaching with you, having those deadlines and having that support and having somebody kind of be that accountability buddy, but still being able to dive in and ask you hard questions that you don't necessarily immediately know the answer to, for me, that was incredible. And it instigated far more change than it would have if I was trying to go it alone, for sure.
Absolutely. And you can't avoid it if you have someone there. And it's like a co-creation between like you and the client. It's like they also need to feel safe and that they can go there, because, you know, some people, the thought of going to your subconscious mind where everything is stored, like, it can be really freaking frightening and really, really scary. And just being able to guide someone is so powerful. And most of the time, as you would know, you end up connecting a lot of the dots yourself anyway. It's just someone's holding that space, guiding you and asking, you know, the most effective questions for that point in time of your life.
Absolutely. And so what would you say to somebody then that is maybe clear on their goals already and knows what they want, but they're a little bit lost as far as the journey? You've spoken in your work a fair bit about enjoying the journey as much as the destination. What would be to your advice to somebody that's ignoring the whole journey and just aiming so hard for their destination?
Yeah, I love this. Absolutely. Because it's like, if you to not enjoy it now while, say, you know, you've got your goal planned out and you've reverse engineered it and you've got all the steps you need to take. Like, what says that when you reach the goal that you're going to be happy then if you're not happy along the way, you're not enjoying it? Who says that when you, like, get the money or get the boyfriend or, you know, get the business rolling, that if you're not enjoying all the little things, you may get quite a big shock when you get there and you're like, oh, shit, this doesn't feel like how I imagined it or I pictured it. If you're not already getting yourself in the feeling of it right from the get-go. Because that's going to be what keeps you going.
I could not agree more. Yes, there have been so many moments where I've caught myself in thinking, why am I so just focused on the end point? Because there is so much goodness in front of me right now. And coming back to that idea is, I feel like it's made me so much more present and able to find joy in just basic everyday things, which makes life so much more pleasurable.
I absolutely agree. And it's like, and you don't want to get to where you're like, imagine yourself to get to and then just be like, shit, this sucks. Like, why did I think I needed all this stuff when you could have just enjoyed that destination all along?
Absolutely. And so to finish off today, I have a couple of rapid fire questions for you. And I love asking these and hearing the different thoughts that people from all around the world have. And the first one is, what kind of impact do you want to have with your programs and your coaching?
Beautiful question. Oh, that's amazing. So impact definitely would be that it doesn't matter like where you came from or what your circumstances were as when you grew up. Like, I grew up in a really small, rural, like quite hick town, not many people. I never had ambitious women around me. Like, there's no one that I know of that's an entrepreneur in my family. And just to know that you can create whatever you want to create with just getting a really healthy, strong and empowering mindset, which is available to us right now, which is so freaking exciting. Like, and being able to offer that to people, to have them be like, you know what, doesn't matter what side of the street I grew up on, it doesn't matter, you know, how much money we had as a kid, because none of that matters now. Like, I can create the life that I want to create by removing limiting beliefs.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And my last question is, what can we do today to nurture our creativity?
Oh, yeah. Loving this. Okay. So this might seem a wee bit lame, but right now, like, I've been working so hard the last couple of months, and right now I'm just going through a phase of just wanting to watch TV. And I think in the personal development sort of woke world, we're like, no, you can't eat your favorite foods, you can't watch Netflix and all of those things. But right now I'm just like, instead of just making myself work, like listening to my body and knowing like it's always going to get done, like, you know, it's always going to get done, but giving myself some space to just watch TV and enroll myself into like a story. Like I said, we connect through story, but sometimes TV is really, really great just to be like, oh, you know what, I need to watch some story. I'm re-watching True Blood at the moment, loving it.
Yeah, I enjoyed True Blood when I watched it, for sure. And I think too with that, like, what that possibly comes down to is just rest. So often we can be so caught up in doing what we've got to do that we forget to just rest and enjoy the little pleasures of eating our favorite food for the sake of eating our favorite food, and watching TV and not doing anything or thinking about all the things we haven't gotten done and things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing I want to say as well is, like, we also sometimes forget, even if, say, something isn't going to get done, how understanding people can be when we just have, like, a conversation with them. We're like, look, this isn't done right now, but this is my plan. Like, we sometimes put people so far up on these, like, platforms and pedestals that we're all just human at the end of the day. We're all just here just, you know, wanting to be a human and trying to figure it out as we go along.
Oh, totally. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining me and for sharing your story and for sharing your thoughts around mindsets and limiting beliefs and hard work and all the things. I am so, so grateful. I would love to ask, just before we go, where can people find you on socials? Do you have a website? How can they get in touch with you?
Beautiful. Absolutely. I absolutely can get in touch with me. I'm always up for a conversation. They can find me. I'm mostly active on old Insta. So it's just my name, _, and then at Grace Cater. So GRACECATER. And then my website is my name also, www.gracecater.nz.
The .nz is important.
Absolutely. Yeah, very important.
Amazing. Thank you so much. And I'll be sure to link all of that stuff in the show notes.
How gorgeous is Grace? Such a gem of a human. If you're interested in working with her, I have linked everything you need to know in the show notes. I would love to thank you for being here and devoting this time. I appreciate it like you wouldn't believe. If you loved this episode, and I really hope you did, don't forget to hit subscribe in iTunes. And if you feel called, please, please, please leave a review and share this on your social feed of choice. Mine, of course, is Instagram, and you can find me there as @thecreativecodepod, or you could find my ceramics Instagram page, which is @yenceramics. And for all the resources mentioned in this episode, creativity love notes, updates on what I have on offer, and so much more, head on over to www.yenceramics.com.au. Have a beautiful day or evening wherever you are in the world. Until next time, ciao.